you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our vision is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ.
Let's just think of like one of our favorite times of ministry. Because we always start sharing testimony, and then it's always segues into like something funny.
Especially and around.
I have one.
Have we left anybody anywhere?
No.
We got split up in Thailand, remember? And we're like, none of us in our crew had international.
I did.
I had WhatsApp.
But anyway.
Anyways.
What did you had something? What were you thinking?
I was thinking about our amazing pursuit and the dance for Sarah. Fingerprints of God.
Oh yeah.
And we've had a lot of neat things like that. And about some great wonderful times in ministry. The bride thing. We talked about that. Because we were all involved with that. That was really cool.
That's what we should do, because that's a beginning moment.
Yeah, it is.
That's a beginning moment, and includes Megan was at the keyboard. Doesn't include you now.
That's okay. Yeah. I was there in spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it really began to show us how, as a team,
we would.
We finished a prophetic act that all of us had a part in. And we really picked it up as we went. I mean, it was awesome. Yeah.
So I would say this, but I don't want to recount it. Kind of like the book, $40.
Okay, gotcha.
So I remember when you were, you know, you had, you know, you knew, you saw, you guys had prayed, and you asked her to come forward, and you were giving her the ring, and you guys were ministering to her. And I remember hearing, you need to throw her a wedding.
That was awesome.
And so then I stopped, I turned around and got joy. And I said, you need to find some confetti. Find anything you can find. Like, and you went out and you came back and you're like, I can't find anything. And I'm just like,
This could all be recorded.
Was it somebody's color crayons?
Yeah, it was broken color crayons,
which was so prophetic.
Yeah,
and you were the flower girl.
For the kids in the foyer.
And Charlotte had the scarf.
And I
took it. And when you made the veil, and Megan is playing. And she has her eyes closed.
She had no idea what was going on.
She had no idea what was going on, and she was like, in the spirit, come to me, and I want to marry you and be one with you. And it was like, and this organic, and what did you put down for the runner?
I put down
toilet paper.
Yeah. And I called her to, you know, we called her.
Yeah.
To come
that was
and walked
amazing.
Her down to introduced her to Jesus. That was pretty cool.
So then, remember, like, okay, so we were in prayer. I remember sitting at Marcy's house, and we're praying about this, and Marcy said, the Lord wants us to bring gifts, like really gifts. We had never done that before. Like now, we do it. It's a part. Like Joy does it so much. But we'd never done anything like that, prophesied and all of that. So she got really specific things.
Yes.
A yellow sweater. I got a diamond bracelet, which isn't, you know, not a real one. But she got like... Where to get her a real ring, right, Mars? And so she went to Walmart and got a real ring. And it was, no, say it, what it was.
So in prayer, I knew that the Lord had said to go get a ring, that someone was going to have a birthday, and that to go get the their month, which I believe is May, and to get them a birthstone. So God's always really, I assumed that he was talking about their real birthday. But come to find out, that wasn't the case. Their physical birthday. So went to the store and got the, went to Walmart, actually, jewelry department, and was prepared. I mean, I know the Lord said, get a nice ring. Don't just get a chintzy ring. Get him a nice, a beautiful birthstone ring. So this wonderful Walmart lady, she just ended up becoming, you know, getting pulled into the testimony of it all. And she just helped me find a great ring. Interestingly enough, there was one that was within a realm I could reach financially. And I said, okay, Lord, we're just going to trust the sizing on this. You know, what can I do? There was one choice. So got the ring. The lady said, be sure and let me know how this all turns out, right? So anyway, we pocketed that.
Yeah, we pocketed that. We had all of these.
Ready to go.
And so it was Marcy and Sandy and I, and Megan lived up in Eugene at the time, and Joy and Melissa had come down from Vancouver and the Hood River area, and we weren't really officially, I've been traveling for many years, but really we weren't officially a team, even though we'd been together on and off through the years for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or now is 30 years. So here we are. And it was the most organic, like, mm-hmm. display of sovereign planning mm-hmm. of the Lord, that we just got to partner in this beautiful awesome. Partnership mm-hmm. of bringing freedom to these people. And we were learning this whole new display of gift giving in the operations of the gifts of the Spirit. And so we had all these little gifts and stuff, and so Marcy got up, and we were going to go through them, and she said, you know, I have this ring. Who in the room has a birthday mm-hmm. that is in this month? And the young gal was actually born again.
Right. Nobody responded to the birthday.
No.
And then so I said, and then the Holy Spirit said, born in me.
Yeah.
And so then we reset it. And here came our gal.
Who has just
committed their life to Jesus.
Yeah. And she was a friend of our great girl Corey's. And anyway, so then Melissa...
Well, wait, just a second. The Lord had also said, was talking about he wanted to be her husband.
Yes. Well, yeah, but we've got to wait for that part, remember? Because we got to wait till that's the whole punchline. The whole thing. We got to save the punchline. Anyway.
Did you
stop
it?
No.
Yeah. Wait, that she had just been left.
Yeah, we're not going to the punchline, ladies. Can you just like
we're a team.
Oh my gosh. See what I did with my PayPal. All right, so Melissa, back in the spirit.
Erase that.
No
punchline.
Okay, Melissa. So you hear.
Well, Linda and Marcy. had called her up and were giving her the gift. I just, like, straight from heaven, like a ball of fire, throw her a wedding. And so I'm like, what? And I turn around and I'm like looking at Joy, and I'm like, Joy, we need to throw a wedding. We got to get, you know, supplies. Go find some confetti. And she's like, where?
I'll cut it out.
She's still breathing.
Did you choke?
I nailed my soup.
Oh, we can't eat and do this at the mm-hmm. same time. Yes, we can.
Yes, I am.
You're going to live.
She's going to have a hoarse voice. Got to give it a minute.
Can't cough over that.
Oh, honey.
Sorry.
No.
It's all good. It makes it fun part. It'll be deleted out.
So what's the last word?
Meanwhile, we will continue, but Melissa will not be in the rest of
One man down.
We're now believing for a miracle.
You were saying that you were telling Joy to go get cranes.
Okay. Confetti.
Confetti.
Oh, yeah, confetti.
Okay, so.
So, as Joy, go get some confetti, and I ran to Sharla, and she had a scarf on, and I'm like, I need your scarf. And she's like looking at me like, it's part of my outfit. And I'm like, no, I need a scarf.
That's good.
She gave it to me, you know. And Joy's screwing around like, confetti. She comes back with this. What did you find?
I got crayons, broken crayons in a paper cup. That was our colorful confetti.
But you got a water bottle. I remember something about an empty plastic water bottle. And that was like, that was something.
Oh, the bouquet.
Oh,
it was a bouquet.
Yes, that's what it was.
And the toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I got down and I'm clearing people away, make way, you know, and brought this toilet paper, long streams of toilet paper to make an aisle.
A runner.
And we put the shawl around her and we gave her the.
And so Megan is at Joy goes and gets some wild flowers that are outside.
Well, I'm using the crayons.
No, the crayons were the flower girl. You were the flower girl. No, but you put bouquet in the water bottle.
Yes, yes.
And you hand it. She's got the scarf around her, the toilet paper for the walking down the aisle. And Megan is up at the keyboard, and she has her eyes closed. This is a time of ministry and worship. And she has her eyes closed. She doesn't even know what's going on. And she starts just singing, you know, for the bride to come to me and how much I'm in love with you. And you know, let's just share this life together. And I'm looking around going, oh my gosh, this is a wedding. Like, what's happening? And she's walking down and Joy is throwing these broken crayons like a flower girl. And you were behind her carrying her veil. And so everybody is sobbing. This organically happened in the spirit. And we were just all this beautiful part. Sandy's over there sobbing. And so then when it was kind of done, people were kind of completed ministry. I believe, Marcy, you asked, what really was this about? You know, like, what happened, or something happened that we found out, and she said that
her husband, she was newly single.
Yeah.
And she had been asking God about being remarried. And he was, and that, I think this is the, because I knew the father had said, I want to be your husband. I want to be your husband.
If I'm going to do this life with you in Jesus, then you have to be my husband.
Yeah, that was,
I got to be married to you.
Yeah, I got to be married to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we didn't know any of that. And so, anyway, it was
wonderful because everybody that was there was involved. And
yes.
Everybody stopped. Mm-hmm. And everybody was celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful thing.
It was.
It was a real unity.
It was a women's conference, and everyone there was celebrating the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit just captured everyone into that moment.
And she wore that ring because we're still aware of her.
It fit perfectly.
And it fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. So, Marcy, tell the story about the yellow sweater.
Well, this same, you know, we were just in training, and
it's like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's like 11 years ago now. Because I wasn't.
It's been a while. And I love, you know, when you're in those first stages, training is full of a lot of faith. And been asking for real specific things. And I think, you know, looking back, we've all been being grown up in this. But the Lord had told me to purchase a sweater, and there was someone who needed a sweater. There was an occasion coming and they needed, and it, he began to unfold the word. It was a gradual unfolding. It was almost like, get the sweater. We're going to do this in steps. So I said, well, Lord, could you tell me the color, what color it needs to be? And so I felt a very strong impression that the color was to be yellow, and that it was going to be for a very specific. It needed to be a nice sweater, that a dress like that she would be able to wear in a dress situation. So I just knew it needed to be nice and yellow. So. Then I remember thinking, wow, because this was new for me and it was scary for me, yeah. These kinds of specifics. Was driving over to Medford with my husband. We were on a Costco run and I asked Lord, I said, okay, you've told me yellow and you've told me a sweater and that it needs to be nice. So are you going to be so good as to give me the size of the sweater? And I remember just almost feeling the Holy Spirit just like lift my chin and look over, and we were at milepost 12. So I knew that was the size. There were no other numbers around, and that was seemed like almost a weird, uncanny message from the Lord. So off, anyway, ended up getting the sweater and presenting it. It was exciting to step out. I believe you girls correct me, but said there's someone here who has some special something coming up that's special that they need to feel good about what they're wearing.
Yeah.
It's important that you need to look nice. And so is there someone here who has something coming up? And they were wondering.
And your favorite color.
And your favorite color
is yellow.
And your favorite color is yellow. That's right. You're right. And so is there someone here who's got something coming up that they've been wondering what they were going to wear? And boy, she jumped right up. She mm-hmm. said, I've been, she told her story. She was on a journey back to a
job interview.
Yeah. And so she had a job interview and she had been, she, you know, just didn't have money and was wondering what to wear. So, it was fun. And of course, because she wore a size 12, and it was one of those, it built my faith. It was huge. I really, you know, it was just as much for me as it was for her.
Yeah.
And was a great encouragement to both of us. It was a great time.
It was a fun, I think in those early years, you know, we can think about like the time we were in Grants Pass and we were ministering, and it was a time when we really started realizing the unity of the team. And I love that because, you know, the Lord was teaching me how to just lead with unity. And he said, I'm like, hey, Lord, you know, these people are my family and they're my best friends. And I don't, you know, most women ministries implode. And
yeah.
You do this stuff for a long period of time and they just don't weather the storms well, you know. And I'm not really... I think I'm brave enough or strong enough to do this to where I lose my main people that I love so much. And he said, okay, well, if you just do two things, you know, I'm going to teach you. I'm like, okay. He said, plead the blood over them, their families, their children, and their children's children every day. And then pray unity every day over the team. And I'm going to teach you, and it will be a supernatural thing. And everywhere we went, right, guys? I mean, it was like, how did you get the unity?
Yes.
And it was, mm-hmm. we couldn't even define it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even have it. We just knew that it was the most beautiful grace and sovereignty,
yes.
faithfulness of God. Mm-hmm. And so this one time we're in Grants Pass, and we had gotten some names to pray for, but didn't have the specific names of people. We just had, Joy just was praying for people. And so Joy, you got the name.
I got the name Rose.
Yeah.
And I was looking on the list and some of the names that, most of the names I got, they were on the list. So I was yeah. like, what?
Yeah.
But then there was this Rose and I couldn't find a Rose on the list.
Yeah.
And so I was going down the list, and the girl's name, there's a girl's name who, her name was April. So the Holy Spirit says to me, April showers bring spring flowers. She's the rose. And I said, okay, we found the rose. And it was a new thing for me. You know, it was being really brave in the Spirit to move like that in a specific way. And so it was just like, here I go. I'm jumping in. I'm diving in. And I remember the whole team was sitting at this round table, and they were all positioned looking at me. I was up to the front. And so I said, okay, well, there I have this gift, and it's a rose. And, you know, I explained this whole thing I just said now. I couldn't find a rose on the list, but God said, you know, that it's for April. And all of a sudden, April, she is sitting like right up center, right up front, right by me.
Yes.
And she starts like taking her clothes off. Yes. Like, she's just. Yeah.
Check this out.
Like, yeah. She's checking this out. She has rose tattoos all over her body.
Yeah,
like
she pulls her shirt
down
in the front.
And it was just like, I looked over because I was so shocked too. And I'm looking at the team and I'm like,
yeah,
you know, if you can see my face right now, it's very animated. Like, I'm like, I can't believe this happened. And the team, they're sitting there like these great clouds of witnesses, and they're just, whoa, we're all just celebrating together what God had done. It was so amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was such a piece, like a foundational piece for us, that we were like, because we were celebrating her gift and the truth of the moment of the of how the Lord was operating with you, that we were coming into agreement, and there wasn't, it was like, wow, this is unity. Like, we were, yay, we grew up a little bit.
It was so amazing. Yeah. It was, you could just feel the bond of unity with all of us together in that moment.
Yeah.
And you could see all the women in that conference, and they were like, you know how that commercial E.F. Hutton, and everyone stops and they listen? It was like that. You could just, everyone was just so focused on that moment, because it was just phenomenal what the Holy Spirit showed off that day.
Mm-hmm. I loved that people came up afterwards, right? And they were, you know, of course, so amazed at the accuracy of the gifts, but several of the people were like, the way you guys celebrated each other
was even more
a testimony to us about the unity and how you work as a team. So that's one of the times we connected the dots.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was. Mm-hmm. When we go, wow, yeah, we, mm-hmm. you know, people, and you know, because we've moved together, you know, even before that, in our younger years, and then we were apart from each other, and then we came back together. Mm-hmm. There's something very amazing about unity, and you just think, you know, because we're a family, so you think that this is just normal, like everyone else does it. Well, it doesn't happen. You have to contend for that. Mm-hmm. You can't have comparison. You can't do this. And we've had to learn and contend, and plus have a fearless leader that just prays and is on the wall watching, making sure none of us get, you know, caught in a trap. It's it's pretty phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's a grace gift from the Lord. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I like Woody's Roundup. Right?
Yeah, and didn't you sing the song while
that? We had Hannah play it on the phone.
I was like, amazed.
Yeah, got the red hat from the dollar store. And
my suggestion before this story goes up is, any of you listening that are putting teams together, make sure you have young people on your team that are quick with the internet. To be able to do all of the necessary sound effects, music backdrops,
prophetic drumming,
etc. Everything needed. Carry on.
Oh, well, this was your prophetic word. wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't really remember the essence of the word. I remember what to go out and
we were praying on the way down, and we had this couple's name, and Marcy's like, I keep hearing the from Toy Story 2, the song.
Well, and I saw that gal, and I couldn't remember her name, and I right now can't. The little cowgirl, what's her name?
Jessie.
I saw the lady being a Jessie, and Jessie wore that red, the red cowgirl suit, and knew we needed to go get one of those hats for this lady.
Yeah.
So began that journey and did find one at a dollar store, I do believe.
Right before we had to pull in and minister.
Last minute in time. So I know it was a second connection with this, I think, this time with this specific situation. And God just was developing and building this beautiful couple for moving them from one season into the next season, which brought them into a new place of freedom to be who they were, you know, and where there had been some struggles in other seasons. So I don't remember the specific.
She pulled him out of the dark. He was stuck in the dark places, in a really lonely place, and he was held captive, and she came and rescued.
Yeah, she believed in him more. Yeah. I remember that. She believed in him more than he, and he believed in himself and was able to. Yeah. So the whole.
Was that the same couple, the drummer guy, that Hannah played a prophetic song on the box drum? Yeah, that was so cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really fun. There's just been so many things, you know, oftentimes we get things, you know, just as, and it's not about us, it isn't, but I love to celebrate when wouldn't you guys say that when we travel or when we are going into a leadership scenario and we have the privilege of praying or training in a leadership capacity to other people's leadership, and everybody does not, we all get maybe the names, but Melissa doesn't know what Joy's words are, and Marcy doesn't know what so-and-so's words are. And we all come together, and the unity of the brethren brings a picture to this person that is a freedom story. Wouldn't you guys say?
Yes.
And it is amazing. And one would build on another often. Often it's a building upon.
Yeah.
In an incredible. So the wow is just as much, we're just so humble to walk away in every situation, I think, and just go, wow, God, you are amazingly faithful to the ones you love.
Yeah.
And so.
Then there's life. Then we do life together.
Yes.
That can bring in some interesting moments.
Yes.
As we've gotten to know each other. Now, all right, team, who does this remind you of? In the early hours of the morning, late hours of night.
Oh, I already know what you're gonna say.
I need
here, right, Joy, get on the walk around.
Yeah, with the flip flop. There it is. You hear it, group? Yes, we all. Joy, are you still up? Would you go to bed?
Go to sleep, Joy.
I want to play.
Flip-flop. And Joy, those of you who know Joy know she lives in, flip-flops are her shoe of choice. And she has them in all different heel lengths and colors and flowers and has ever since I've known her.
Yes. I'm from Hawaii, so I have a reason why.
Yes. 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 Flip-flops.
Yes. That's always, it's like Joy's up. She's fluttering around. She's going as a little mouse around. Oh my gosh, in the deliriousness. So one time we're driving in a van, Marcy's van, and we're going down the Grapevine, and it was so windy. We just got this little trailer, and we call it, name him Louie, like we're Louis Vuitton.
He's our Louis Vuitton bag.
He's a trailer. And we're all in there. And Melissa's the professional driver on our team, because she literally is the professional driver. But I was driving, and it was completely windy. And Sandy and I are sitting in the front. Everybody's in the back, and we're just like, it's crazy. And the wind is just whipping things around horrifically. And there are those tumbleweeds. And this Toyota Camry is approaching me. And I'm like, what is that thing on the front of their grill? It's like 2 feet by 2 feet ball. And I'm like, is that like, it was almost, I think, Halloween time, because there was a pumpkin later that floated by. But, and it was stuck in their grill.
It did. I forgot about that.
It was stuck in their grill. And I'm like, look at that car. And just kind of like, why are they driving with this bush in front of their car? And we were laughing. And all of a sudden, right when I said that, this branch, like I bet it was 2 inches in diameter,
it was thick.
Came and stuck in our grill. And it just went boom. And the wind blew it up. And it was like, a stack of an elk horn.
Yeah, or a toupee that's flipped up.
It was just
a reindeer.
We were driving with Louie down this windy, windy road.
Oh, the Grapevine.
And we had 2 miles. I could not pull over. And Sandy just hit the dash. I mean, she was laughing. When the wind got sucked out of her, when you just left her, we were cracking up. And the girls were going, stay on the roads. Stay on the road. And we had to get out and pull that thing out. But it was like, people then,
then we were getting laughed at.
We were getting laughed at because this thing was just flapping. Yeah. It was like, I bet you 5 feet high. It was like
paybacks.
Yeah, I reaped what I sowed in that. Funny thing is, people have a push.
Oh my gosh.
So we've had so much funny things, and
some of the challenges on road trips too of finding places when there's no rest stops.
Yes.
And getting off the road. We won't go into great details with that. But that isn't a challenge.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
All the women.
Doing life together.
Yes. Yeah.
Indeed.
So funny.
Yeah.
So Miss Natalie, what are some fun things? Go ahead.
We were talking about the Woody's Roundup song. How God uses Disney music.
Yes.
And so we've had so much fun. There was one time we were ministering to some millennials in Reno, and God had put on my heart to sing A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes over one of these girls, and I was holding it for like forever, like finding the exact perfect moment. And I think it was Linda leaned over. She's like, I feel like there's a song for her. I feel like it's A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes. I'm like, no kidding. I've had that song in my heart for like 15 minutes now. Awesome. So it was cool. We got to sing that song over her, and it blessed her. And then the kids that were there, like they had some of their young kids, and they're like, do you know Frozen? Let It Go. And we had a total Disney princess party in the living room. It was so fun. But those are fun moments when he pulls out a secular song or a Disney song.
Yes.
And it totally speaks someone's language.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a powerful moment in each other is when, like one of them I can say with Melissa is when you read your poems.
Yeah.
And that, they come out of your journey. Talk about some of those stories, how they came.
Well, they're kind of raw. They're really sort of downloads from when I'm praying or often off by myself hiking or walking. So they kind of come as a download. I just sort of get a sentence or a perspective. And
and the knowing that it's sort of a revelation. So then I go to the computer or start with sticky notes, and I just end up with like 30 sticky notes and all kinds of pieces of paper, and then somehow the Holy Spirit's able to make something tangible out of it. And so it's just my heart to share those prayers, really those private prayers, but that aren't so private. But one of my favorite times was when we were in Reno, and we were able to go down and minister to pastors that we hadn't known. Mm. And it was sort of funny because it was sort of a setup. We found out that the host hadn't really told them about the prayer ministry that was about to happen. She sort of made it more about it's time to have fellowship and dinner, and we got some, you know, folks from Klamath coming down, and so these pastors, I think they're probably 9 to 12. I'm not exactly sure how many. And
yeah, a lot.
And we knew what we were doing. We knew that we were going to wash their feet. Yes. Yeah. And there were enough of them that we broke up into two groups. But that will, you know, there were times in India, there's so many times that we could share that were just so divinely put together and were really just gifts to us.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I felt like we gifted them, but we were really we were given the gifts. And so to be able to have somebody, you know, such as a pastor, come into a room with like four women and a, you know, on the floor with a bowl, and have them sit down and have us, you know, speak encouragement and knowledge into his life and to wash his feet and the vulnerability. But it was just powerful that we were given the favor enough to be allowed to do that, not just from the Lord, but somehow most of them surrendered. I mean, like they were sort of had this surprised look on their face, and then somehow they just sort of surrendered to
yielded into
to the
it.
Trust or just whatever was happening there. And
and we now were we have able so many minister. Beautiful relationships with them.
Yeah.
Because of that.
The Holy Spirit. The kind of one of the gentlemen in the very beginning walks out, gets up to walk out of the room, and he's sort of moving around, and the next pastor was getting ready to come in, and they had no idea. Yeah. And he's just like, hold on here.
Hold on. Hold on to your seat.
And the other pastor coming in, his eyes go, bing. You know, oh my gosh. I found it to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, in a way, it was hysterical to think about what it could have looked at like in the setup of the Holy Spirit.
It was a spiritual bushwhack.
Yeah.
Yes. Surprise.
That's so good.
Yeah. I love how the Holy Spirit, you know, through Sanction Love, he loves people through us. Mm. And he sees them far ahead of what we see them. Mm-hmm. Anytime we go anywhere, we're praying, you know, but he's already been there. He's already set up the thing to happen. And one of my favorites was when you did Cinderella, the Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm. With the glass.
Yes. I love hearing that story. I just love it. I mean, the whole thing was just so amazing. Tell us about it. I want to hear it again.
We were going to go do an event that we were invited into. It wasn't one of ours, but we were guests there. And I was zipping up my suitcase, and I heard the Lord say, throw in this paperweight that's a glass slipper. There's going to be a Cinderella at this conference. And I just literally threw it in and went zzz like that. And I said, there's a Cinderella here, you know, and there's like, I don't know how many people, maybe a couple hundred people or something like that.
It was a big conference.
And so it was one of the times I was going to be speaking, and I got up and I had asked Marcy before, I said, I see two women that are highlighted to me, but I'm really not sure. Could you help me? And she said, I think it's the one with the hat on. And you remember that? And I said, yeah. And so I said, okay. And so I had asked that the song, the Cinderella, A Dream is a Dream Your Heart Makes When You're Fast Asleep. A dream, I can't remember all that, but when a dream isn't met, your heart breaks. And how does it go, Nat?
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. Well, if you wouldn't have asked, I probably would have. In dreams you will lose your heartache, whatever you wish for you keep.
Yeah. Yes. So there was a gal there that's like a friend of ours, and she was going to cue it up. Well, so I said, I believe there's a Cinderella in the room. And of course, you know, everybody's like, I'm a Cinderella, I'm a Cinderella. And so I picked this girl out and she came up and I said, I pulled out this slipper, this glass slipper, and I said, I know that the story of Cinderella doesn't have a toad in the story, but I feel like there's a toad in your story. And, but the Lord wants to give you this glass slipper and let you know that he's your Prince Charming and that he wants you to, wait for the one that he's sending you to and have a relationship with him. And so at the end I said, and when then we sang, everybody, I said, a dream is a dream, your heart makes. And so we went into that and the whole room burst into singing over her this song. And she was crying. And at the end I said, does this mean something to you? And she said, I collect Cinderella things. And she said, I came here because I needed to know if this man was to be in my life or not. And so, you know, it was just a moment in time where the whispers of God, when you're moving, when we're all learning and practicing the presence of God or the hearing of the movement of the Spirit, you know, we think sometimes we're going to hear this loud, booming direction of a voice. And sometimes it might be just, hey, do this. And it comes in a whisper. And, you know, we failed just as much as these fun moments have come. But dare to practice. I remember Sandy, we were, I think it was just Marcy and Sandy and I at this one church one time. And it was so profound. I think Sandy is incredibly revelatory and very, very precise. And she's not with us at this like this specific time right now in this room, but she's with us. And she was pointing out that she's really always drawn to millennials or young people. And there was this group of boys, you know, older teenagers on the right, and then there was an African-American gentleman, a black man, that was sitting on the left, and he had a suit on and was very debonair and distinguished looking, and the teenage boys looked a little bit rebel rousers and kind of, and she just started having words about the prophetic of the color of their shoes, and she just defined this tribe that they organically had come together and what they meant. And then she switched and she pointed to the man and she said, and you need to lead these boys and that you're called and they need to come and have relationship with you. And she just completely defined the whole story in the spirit with never even meeting these people before or laying her eyes on them. And what happened was that these boys were all foster children that literally were in one family, and they really were a tribe. They really were coming from broken places and where their shoes had led them. I mean, the whole story was with great, accurate, precise, freedom-laced love in it that they could not deny that Jesus was seeing them.
Yes.
And the piece about the man was that he had just moved there to be a youth leader. They were youth leaders of a very large church, and that they wanted to lay down that in ministry, and she was calling them back up into their call and their hope. And see, God just meets people like that sovereignly because, and then she said, she just so humbly said, you know, I'm learning. Does this meet with you? And I'm practicing. And Sandy'd been doing it for 28 years or whatever. But we are all still practicing. And I just appreciated that story so much in how the body is moving. So it was a great, those are great stories. They're just fun to move with Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, just to be.
So amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a very serious question to bring to the table. You guys don't believe me.
No. I don't feel like it's going to be very serious.
Is it cake? What kind of cake we want?
Pie.
Au contraire. I'm looking for answers as we finish this up. And it may be one of those we'll have to say law and come back to. I don't know. But
it's a setup.
I want to know, what, this is a great, great quandary I've been leaning into all afternoon. What could possibly be in the heart of a man that would cause them to leave an empty toilet paper roll sitting in a bathroom far, far away from any cabinetry that you could possibly reach for and open to rescue yourself from a very messy situation? I'm looking for answers. What could be in the heart of the man?
Did that happen today?
Yes.
Okay.
There's your answer.
What? Are you the guilty one?
No. But I did notice there was a roll that was getting empty. It was working towards it, but it was not. It was in this back bathroom here.
It was not. Oh, which one?
Our bathroom.
Also, it happened in two places.
I changed it out.
Yeah, she changed. She must use the rest and change it out. Yes. So in my house, it's whoever uses the last bit has to change it.
Absolutely.
But we don't change it before it's gone.
Because, I mean, I think it was me, but I thought, there's not any more toilet paper here. I think I did. I mean, I'm not saying like how would you not know, but I remember thinking, and then I think I just left.
The moral of the story.
Oh my gosh.
It's not always a man.
It's not in the heart of a man. It's in the heart of a woman.
But the next time I went in, there was a full toilet.
That's because of my previous training.
I'm not going to ask how that.
I have a hard time understanding that. I'm like, what? So, and then it
so
ended up being our fearless leader.
It was just forgive because it was.
Forgive and forget.
How did you get?
Normally, I would not.
Well, just a second. So,
I just want to know how you got the
So, how
could
someone
paper?
With such oversight and vision and planning?
Like timers and everything.
I mean, totally amazing.
She ran off with the person who left leaves a cabinet open.
Okay, bingo.
That's what I say.
She'll cover you in prayer all day long, but
that's
she will
right.
not refill the toilet paper.
Yes, but if I had to pick
right
one,
there
I'd
within
go with
my
the prayer.
Reach. It wasn't yeah. in my, I had to leave the room.
Well, what do you think happened to her?
I just put myself above others is what happened in that moment.
That's you just okay. have such a quick mind. You were on to the next thing.
Yes, that's our visionary.
That's how we cover Alita.
Barry, I think that's a good place to finish this discussion.
Yes, we do cover her.
She's covered, forgiven, and...
learned.
You're absolved.
Yes.
From your sin.
Thank you.
Just don't let it happen again.
Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
Farewell.
I'll be to say goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information about Sanctioned Love, or if you'd like to give, visit our website at www.sanctionedlove.com and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. We love you and God bless.